A word for you from Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. This is so full of meaning for God's people who had backslidden, turned away from the Lord, as we looked at previously, where God felt like a stranger in the land, where he was like a traveler who needed to ask for a bed for the night, whereas in actual fact it was his own land. Is God like a stranger in your land, where he has actually the full rights, but he doesn't push his way, but he finds himself, as we said then, on the other side of the door, and he knocks and he says, if any man shall open, I will come in. Is God on the other side of the door? But now we're looking at the answer where God says, I will move from that situation when I cleanse you. And this is how it will happen. If you return, I will restore you. God wants you to take action. He has taken all the action necessary. He is right there waiting for you to come to him. You say, but it's so difficult. I don't feel like it. I can't really pray with liberty and freedom. I don't know what to pray. Well, you can turn to God in that situation. He says, if you just return. And in returning, it means coming to him. That's why Jesus in Matthew 11 says, all you who are tired and heavy laden, come to me. You can come literally to him even now. And the Lord says, if you return, I will restore you. He has done all the work necessary. He has paid the price on Calvary. The full forgiveness of sin has been made possible through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I will restore you. If you just come back to me, I will restore you. In other words, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. I'll make you what I want you to be. Don't worry about what you should be. I'll do that part. I will restore you, but return to me, and you will stand before me. That means with confidence. Here he says, if you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you will become a person whose mouth is used by the Lord. But remember that in turning to him, forget all that is worthless. And now look at the things which are precious to God and must be now precious to you as well.